aid headed to Ukraine. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. $775 million in new help now headed to the country. And the Pentagon says for the first time it will give Ukraine Scan Eagle surveillance drones, mine resistance vehicles, and other weapons as concerns grow over the state of a power plant in Ukraine.
Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of planning provocations outside of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The UN is calling for the creation of a demilitarized zone around the facility. The Kremlin calls that proposal unacceptable, arguing that the removal of forces would only make the site more vulnerable. Ukraine's state nuclear company claims that Russia plans to turn off the power plant and disconnect them from the power grid. Russian officials say that they might shut down the facility if continued shelling persists. In Kyiv, Ukraine, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
The key Russian natural gas pipeline will shut down for 3 days of maintenance at the end of the month. The state energy company has announced raising concerns in Germany and other European countries that depend on the fuel to power industry, generate electricity, and heat homes. Life in prison for one of the most notorious members of ISIS, El-Shafi El-Sheikh, was sentenced today in Virginia. Diane Foley, the mother of journalist James Foley, who was beheaded by ISIS, had a message for President Biden as dozens of Americans remain captive abroad.
I urgently call on our President Biden to employ our shrewdest negotiation to quickly bring these innocent Americans home.
El-Sheikh, who was part of the group known as the ISIS Beatles because of the British accents, was convicted in the deaths of Americans Kayla Mueller, James Foley, Stephen Sotloff, and Peter Kasich. The National Transportation Safety Board now on the scene of yesterday's collision of two small planes in Northern California that killed three. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A judge puts on hold Utah's transgender sports ban as a legal challenge plays out.
A judge in Utah grants a preliminary injunction on the state's transgender sports ban, preventing transgender girls from competing in high school sports to match their gender identity. Attorneys for three transgender athletes and their families suing to block the law, arguing it's discriminatory and unconstitutional. The injunction means a second provision in the law requiring transgender girls to go through an approval process is in effect. It includes evaluating a player's height and weight, where the Utah High School Activities Association determines if they're eligible to compete or if they have what reps describe as an unfair advantage. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
North Carolina's highest court has opened the door to nullifying a voter ID mandate approved by voters in 2018 because the lawmakers who put it on the ballot were elected from districts tainted by racial bias. Finland's prime minister comes under fire for partying one night.
Finland's prime minister, Sanna Marin, says she has taken a drugs test for her own legal protection amidst the brouhaha over her partying the night away recently. Leaked video shows the prime minister dancing and lip-syncing at a private party. She says she drank alcohol, but didn't do drugs and frankly did nothing wrong. Marin knew she'd been filmed, but was under the impression that the video would remain private. She'd come under fire before for clubbing until 4 a.m. back in December while leaving her phone behind. Marin insists her ability to perform her official duties remained unimpaired the evening of the party in question. Amy Kellogg, Fox News.
An Apple I computer from the mid-1970s used by Steve Jobs to demonstrate to the owner of the Byte Shop, one of the first personal computer stores in the world, has sold at auction for nearly $700,000. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.